Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
A Gao Media Station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects for the final hour of the big show. Barry in San Antonio. Nick and I are here comfortably in the studios in Houston, Texas. Barry, I was thinking about this. I think you should tell people in San Antonio that Kawhi Leonard was traded, and when they ask for who, you say, Ryan Anderson, Nene, and the rights to Ivan Drago.
Any of those guys outside of Kawhi. Do you think the average basketball fan would?
I think that's the effect that you need. People aren't going to know who the hell they are. And then
actually,
maybe
I could make up something. I could be like, yeah, he was traded for Dan Pastorini out of the Italian league.
Yeah, because you know that their propensity is the way they got Ginobili and Parker and all these foreign players.
I think they would fall for it. Yeah. Hey, I saw this thing come across my Facebook feed, and I wanted to – do you guys know what pickleball is? Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
I have heard of it.
And you have heard of pickleball?
Yes.
I had never heard of it. I thought, oh, that's when you sit in the – that's when you're in the bathtub too long,
is
right?
Is it even – it's either like
Is that not what that is?
Yeah, no.
What pickleball is? Well, here's what it is. I Googled it. I Googled pickleball and reluctantly because I thought, oh, I don't want to see pictures of dudes sitting in the bathtub too long. So here's the description of pickleball. Pickleball is a paddle sport created for all ages and skill levels. Rules are real simple and the game is easy. It's a fun sport that combines many elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. Played indoors or outdoors on a badminton-sized court and slightly modified tennis net. It's played with a paddle and a plastic ball with holes.
Yeah, they used to make us play it in gym class.
Really, y'all play pickleball?
Yeah.
See, that's this is some new sport that someone's trying to invent and make money off.
Look, Nick. This explains it. The person that asked lives in Minnesota.
Okay, maybe so this I don't has know. To be, you might be right. It may be a Midwest thing, but I knew I was going to guess it before you read what it was. But I know I had somewhere in my past had crossed paths with some experience with pickleball.
Yeah, and then I go to the official USAPA.org website, which is the official pickleball website for all your pickleball needs, and There are over 15,000 indoor and outdoor courts in the United States where you can play pickleball. 15,000 pickleball courts.
See, I really do. I think in terms
That's
of
nuts.
Like an outdoor hobby sport, like a couple guys, you go to the park and play pickleball.
Yeah.
I can see that on an outdoor court for sure.
And they say a game for everyone. You know what that means? Is they're trying to imply that old people can do it.
Yeah, old, overweight. Lazy,
yeah.
You can play pickleball.
You can
now,
also
tell me if you believe
for,
this.
Go ahead.
Huh?
You can
no,
also
no,
apply,
go ahead.
You can also apply to be like a pickleball referee on their website. I think that's hilarious.
That is awesome.
To be like certified.
What do you do? You know, to pick up a little extra scratch, I go out and ref some pickleball games. Hey, you knock it. It gets pretty competitive. You should have seen Marjorie and Phyllis. They ran triple overtime. Against, I don't know. That's stupid.
See,
Two and a half million.
Here's the thing. Gwendolyn won the match because she got that new high-tech fancy racket.
2.5 million pickleball participants in the United States. I call BS. I call BS. There are not 2.5 million people playing pickleball. There's just no way.
I think it's closer to 2.25.
Maybe the XFL and the pickleball could get together, do a little combo thing. No?
Co-promotion, maybe?
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
I like it. Somebody asked us on the text line, did we see the video of Flavor Flav getting beat up in a Las Vegas hotel?
Yeah, boy!
I had not watched it until the break, and then I watched it, and a couple of just right off the top, just having seen it, you know, 2 minutes ago, one, he got his ass whooped.
He did.
Two, he got his ass whooped in a Muhammad Ali shirt, which is, that's not good. That's like getting beat up in your karate uniform. Like you just left karate class and you go to the store and you get jumped and beat up. It's just not good.
No, and then the guy doesn't even want to get away. He gets arrested and held by like six people, and one could have done the job. But yeah, he got. That's not.
And
a
the
good
reason
look.
The reason the fight occurred is as we reported as TMZ, Flav says the guy accused him of dissing his mother, and suddenly started throwing haymakers. And then it says, ironically, the Public Enemy rapper was wearing a Muhammad Ali Rumble in the Jungle jacket during the fight, not a shirt, but a jacket.
Yeah.
That's I don't know if he was funny. Just old or slow to get up or he's been drinking, but he just did not want to move. He just,
and no,
it wasn't like he was trying to get out of
and
the situation.
And he was staggered too. Once he finally did get up, once it was broken up, he was staggering around. So I don't know if he's, like you said, was he drunk? Was he punch drunk? Did he just get, punched and that's why he was, I don't know. But I would tend to bet that he didn't see the first hit coming, which can really,
dad like rock you kind of yeah
yeah it's, if you know if you're like yeah your mom's a whore and then you turn around pow and then you didn't see it coming then what do?
I can bet that even if he did see it coming, he didn't look like his reaction time would have been that to get out of the way.
No
that was pretty embarrassing.
Well, you do get to drink for free if you're gambling, so yes, oh look, John Spell on Twitter said, I went to Lamar University and pickleball was an intramural sport. Actually, a pretty fun game once you learn the rules. First of all, John, stop trying to sell me on pickleball. Second of all, an intramural sport
is a way for you to become a champion, Barry. You can become a champion again. You can be the champion pickleballer and get a t-shirt.
Was like play intramural basketball for a while.
I wonder if there was like co-ed pickleball. Or you can be like, yeah, man, I met this chick at the pickleball court.
Boy.
And she likes to eat, but still, it's something. Like, I don't know.
It's a pretty big deal.
Oh my God.
Dad joke.
Barry Laminex signing off. Good night.
Okay. Fort Worth Jay's been waiting to get in here on a local flavor to the Super Bowl. Fort Worth Jay, what's up?
I'm depressed, fellas.
Why?
What's wrong?
Danny Amendola was on the practice squad for the Dallas Cowboys in 2008. We cut him.
Just another one that got away.
Silly.
Yeah.
And now he's going to his third Super Bowl, man.
Jay, I don't want to.
Martell.
Jay, he caught two touchdowns last week.
Really?
Yeah, and he's marrying the former Miss Universe. His world is pretty good. You guys did him a favor. Got him out of purgatory and got him on the right road.
Trey's going to hate me for saying this, but as long as Jerry Jones is our GM, and Jason Garrett is our head coach, we're never going to the Super Bowl.
I'm glad that reality has set in for you, Jay. If it sets in for others, it's a good positive step.
Listen, actually, honestly, I've been feeling like this since I became a Blitzer. I just didn't say it out loud over Houston radio waves because I have to defend the city so much. But deep down inside, I always knew.
This is. So now, I appreciate you coming out, man. This is nice of you. I'm glad we could be here for you.
Way to depress the rest of the listeners, Jay, but because we're all feeling bad for you. But at least you know you're making a positive step in the right direction.
Nick, can we make sure Jay's not near any sharp objects, please?
I think he'll be fine. He looks like he'll gut through this, right? Right forward, Jay.
Sal, huh?
He's still talking.
I can't hear you.
Go ahead. You'll get through this, right, bud?
Yeah, I'll be all right, man. But I just want y'all to pray for me, man. Because now I just have to live vicariously through Madden, and that's it. So y'all have a good day.
Prayers up for you, Fort Worth, Jay. Hang in there.
That's
suck being a Cowboy fan.
I mean, I figured that's how most Cowboys were, anyways. Just because
I kind of was with you on that one.
All right, now the pickleball texts are rolling in. I was born and raised in Port Arthur, and in elementary we had the equipment to play pickleball. Didn't know what the hell it was or the name of the game, but we played. Okay.
See, this is what you did when you tried to pigeonhole it to being a Midwest sport.
Look, I went to Lamar and also played intramural basketball and had no idea about pickleball. So there you go. And then one more. I went to SFA. They used to have a weekly intramural competition such as ping pong or washers. Pickleball was one of those sports. Another one was volleyball.
Yeah, it's like racquetball.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's like volleyball, but you play it with the wall like a racquetball.
Can we just stop making up sports?
I'm telling you, man. Anything I to get people to get a little exercise.
Well, apparently pickleball has solidified its existence for being around that long.
But anything to get people exercise. I mean, you know how many people just hate to run? They think it's boring. Well, give them volleyball and pickleball.
Well, listen, I'm gonna say something that's going to get me in trouble with the listeners. But I feel like this is just bored white people. Because it has to be bored white people because of the names. Volleyball, pickleball, cornhole. These are white people made up games. We've got to stop this, white people.
Here come the tweets and the texts from the Hispanics, African Americans, Asians, and
Indians.
Agreeing
with me? Yeah, I know.
Telling you how long that they have been world champion volleyball and pickleballers.
Listen, I know plenty of people from all of the races you just named, and not one of them has ever played pickleball, volleyball, I don't know, whatever ball you want to talk about. Nope.
Yeah. All right, well, intramural sports continues to grow on a daily basis, and so does the show. We're going to take a break and come back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back in the final hour of The Usual Suspects. We keep rolling along. Barry's on the Riverwalk in San Antonio, or he will be tonight as he's performing through Sunday. Nick and I are here in the studio, and we have been bouncing around covering a wide variety of topics. If you missed anything, check the podcast out. We had ex-Texan Kylie Wong on. He was giving you some great tips and pointers about stretching, yoga, and other things to work into your healthy ways for 2018 as we continue with our weight loss challenge. And Barry, everybody is commenting on pickleball.
Yes. Steeler fan Juan said, my girlfriend plays tickleball. That's not a game.
And Juan. Other people making sure you're not playing hide the pickleball.
No, never, ever, never. Nope. No. I do like how people are like, oh yeah. I was like, this one guy, I was a college athlete at Abilene Christian. Pickleball was offered as a phys ed class. Fun as hell. It was like life-size ping pong.
Way to get a credit for doing nothing. That's money well spent.
You know, that's great, but I still, again, Abilene Christian. I rest my case.
Okay. All right, so let's get it from a chef's perspective. Clarence wants to get in here on pickleball. Clarence, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
First off, Barry, I have to agree with you. I don't know any brothers out there playing pickleball. None at all. We stick to
Thank
the beat.
Clarence.
Pool and crafts, and a couple of card games on the side.
Hey, don't sleep on dominoes. Don't sleep on dominoes, please.
Yep, and dominoes. Secondly, y'all up here talking about pickleball, so I decided to go ahead and Google it. I Googled it. Apparently, there's three locations in Houston that plays pickleball, including a place called Pickleball Houston. It has its own website and everything.
Oh, my God. Nick is on his way.
I bet you I could
say,
dominate
just,
some pickleball.
Google it, and you'll find three locations. I'm like, what the hell? I've never heard of pickleball. We made up.
Did
you
he
know,
just put an S on the end of it?
He certainly
Wait,
did.
Clarence,
that's
did you
a
just
venereal,
call it pickleballs?
Clarence,
that's not
that's pickle. A venereal disease. That's not a game. Pickleballs is a venereal disease.
Yeah. That's not right.
No, that's not right. But, you know, when we were younger, we played simple games, you know, basketball, made a crate out of a basket and did stuff like that.
Is you that know, how the game got created? You knew Dr. Naismith?
Oh, no. But, you know, growing up in the inner city and you didn't always have goals in the parks, you did what you could. You made a little crate and you shot it in there.
All right. We appreciate the call, Clarence. Thanks for checking in, man.
All right, guys.
Yeah, Barry, I don't know about you, but like we created our own. Like, we didn't have enough guys to play baseball all the time, but we called it strikeout. You found a wall at the playground. You drew a square for a strike zone. You played one-on-one baseball. One guy pitched, one guy hit. 3 outs later, you switched places and you worked on your game.
Yeah, we had different games too. Most of the time though, we were out there chasing skirts, as we say back in the 50s.
That was your pickleball.
Yeah. No, I mean, we did that. We had it was three of us that hung out, me, Jeff Leach, and Jimmy George. And we would all summer we would play baseball. We all loved playing baseball. So like you, Jimmy lived in an apartment complex, and so we'd get a wall on one of the big apartment buildings, and one would be the outfielder, one would be the pitcher, and one would be the hitter. And we would play for hours, but we didn't play no damn pickleball. Mm-hmm. Or it was either riding our bikes, heading to a chick's house, or playing baseball. That was it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Totally with you. All right, let's get
riding our bikes is not a euphemism, so don't try it.
But pickleballs is a venereal disease.
Don't add the S.
All right, Amelia wants to get in here on our weight loss challenge. Amelia, what's up?
Yeah.
Amelia, you're on. What's up?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, first of all, you guys are awesome for the whole weight loss challenge thing that you guys got going on.
Appreciate
that. Second of all, you guys kind of glossed over something that I think the listeners out there would want a little bit more information on. And you guys said that the scale that you guys had out in the lobby or whatever was gone along with Miss Esme. So what happened to Miss Esme?
Oh no, she's still there. No, she's still definitely there. Don't you worry about that. It was just after hours. It was like after 7 o'clock when Chris was tweeting. And
I like how she calls her Miss Esme.
Yeah, that's when you call her Miss Esme, when she's wearing the librarian glasses and giving you orders.
Oh yeah, definitely. You have to. That's an automatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's fine.
Like I said before, guys, awesome show. I love how you guys get everybody involved in it. And how about that damn pickleball there?
There you go. Appreciate it, Emilio. Thanks for checking in.
So what are we doing our pickleball draft? Okay. This is getting out of hand.
Boy.
I live in Klein, and my neighborhood has two pickleball courts.
What?
I think you're mistaking tennis courts for pickleball courts. I don't think you know what's going on in your Klein neighborhood there, sir.
Wasn't Claussen a pickle company?
No, Vlasic?
I know Vlasic was, but I thought Claussen was too, because that might be how Mel
like
Kiper...
Like Jimmy Claussen?
Yeah, because I was going to say that's how Mel Kiper could save his ass. I'm saying that
you're right.
Jimmy Claussen would have been a good quarterback.
I just Googled Claussen pickles. Boom.
There you have it. Mel Kiper could save his job.
I don't know how that ties into pickleball, but you did. There was a Claussen pickle company.
Yeah, well, because, you know, he said Jimmy Claussen would be a great pro, and if he wasn't, he'd quit his job. Well, pro at what?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Claussen could be a hell of a pickleballer.
He might be.
Oh, so, I don't know. Coming up, Barry, we have a question on Ivan Drago.
What?
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll figure out what that's
phone
all
lines?
About. Yeah, on the phone lines. Jerome
this
wants
to
talk
about This is the second time,
Ivan
though,
Drago.
Today. This is the, we went to that last call, and he was like, I'll be there in a second. Hello?
I heard,
like,
yeah.
What's going on? Guys, if you call, just be ready. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and to the caller with the Detroit Lions thing that I owe you lunch, you made the bet, and I'll lie in it. Fine, you win. Okay.
And you owe me a sandwich, don't forget. All right.
I already have tried to pay that off. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got a half hour to go in the big show before we turn over to Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. We'll take you till 4. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Earnings vary based on your effort. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel, with Barry being in San Antonio on the road, and Nick and I firmly planted in studio. I don't know about you, Nick, but the minute that Kylie started talking about posture and for people that are planted in their seats, I'm like trying to sit up straight going, yeah, not me. Uh-huh.
I always do that. I always find myself trying to, because I know I got terrible posture. My Nintendo Wii told me.
Is that right?
Yeah, but yeah, he looks like he's got it down, Kylie. Like,
yeah, and then we started talking about it. I was like slouched over with my computer. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let me straighten up my spine.
I need to go see him when I get back. I'm still sore from the camel races. I'm not even lying. My lower back still hurts.
Insert I need to get out pump there. Joke the here. Go ahead, Joel.
Nope. Yeah, don't do that. Nope.
No, you know what? I just want to make sure that you go at the same time as Barry Warner goes for his weekly session of whatever they do for him.
Oh, no.
You know, Barry's a frequent. Kylie said he was there going frequently for a while, and I think it's fallen off.
Ugh, I hope they.
I don't mean like his thing's fallen off. I mean his attendance has fallen off.
Speaking of weird, we were talking pickleball.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird games, I was telling Nick at a break in his ear that because somebody had mentioned about Quidditch or something like that, and asked about have we read about it or whatever. And I know that Ashton, who used to be here at ESPN. And he plays in a like competitive Quidditch league.
What?
Where there's forgive me. What is Quidditch?
So it's a made up game that Harry Potter invented, and it's a yeah. It was a game in Harry Potter. That's all I know. Like literally, that is my Quidditch knowledge. Is that it's a game in the movies in the books, Harry Potter, and there's professional and competitive Quidditch leagues.
Is it physical? Ashton
takes
it
serious, though. He's like, yeah, we won. We're going to nationals. I'm like, whoa, there's nationals for Quidditch?
Ashton, why don't you play intramural football? Because you tackled my ass on the basketball court.
Yeah, basketball didn't work out for you, Ashton. So then you moved on to Quidditch. Wait, Barry, is it physical? Is it athletic? Or is it like
thumb wrestling? Look, it's not, it's not pickleball. I mean, they're running around, but still, it's Quidditch. It's not, it's not football.
Quidditch.
But I'll put it this way. I think if we all played Quidditch, we would be really sore the next day.
We could be champions.
Well, I don't know about that. There's some people that take it pretty serious, just like their pickleball. But yeah.
Speaking of that, Will wants to talk pickleball, Barry. You've created a monster. What's up, Will?
All right.
What's going on, guys? I've never even heard of pickleball, but with the guy that was, I guess, sent something in about volleyball. We just called it wall ball growing up, and I mean we'd have kids from all over the neighborhood, and all it is you just need a big wall with a tennis ball or like a racket ball, and you throw it against the wall, and if you try to catch it and drop it, then you have to run and touch the wall before somebody either hits you or hits the wall with the ball. And if you do it three times, or if you get out three times, then you have to spread eagle, and each person gets a turn trying to peg you as hard as they can with the ball. And we played that for as many, since I can remember it. I think that's what they meant by
wall
ball.
I'm pretty sure, Barry has looked it up too. And the volleyball that I know is volleyball on like a racquetball court. But that sounds a little bit more entertaining for the viewing public if they're trying to hit you in the tough spots for punishment.
We had one of my close friends pitches in the majors now, and when he would grab that ball, I mean, you'd be standing up there and you'd be shaking. I mean, because you knew he's about to hit you with a racquetball or a tennis ball, and it wasn't going to feel good. And you'd have marks on your back afterwards. But we always played that, and then we played monkey in the middle. So that's I just figured I'd throw those two out there. Thanks for taking my call.
Let's not define monkey in the middle today.
Yeah, wall ball is different than volleyball. It's two different things. Like you said, volleyball is something that has to do with volleyball and a racquetball court and whatnot.
Right.
Wall ball is exactly as he described, where you just throw it against the ball, throw it against the wall. Somebody tries to catch it. But when we went spread eagle, if you were to get me, we faced the wall. You don't face the crowd for sure.
Yeah.
That's bad news. So
yeah, that's,
and what the hell was monkey in the middle? What the hell was that?
I didn't want to risk it. If we kept it clean. Yeah. To that point,
is that like duck, duck, goose? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. And he's not with, he's like not national on the line anymore, so yeah, we're not going to.
If there's competitive national championships for Quidditch, I wonder if there's like a Duck Duck Goose national league. Like, I'm a world champion at Duck Duck Goose, and I've never felt the sensual touch of a woman. Like, I don't know.
First of all, there's not a doubt in my mind that somewhere in this great country of ours, there is a Duck Duck Goose League.
Would you join? Were you good or bad at Duck Duck Goose? Well, you were a big kid. You were probably bad at that one.
See, that's
right?
Not nice. That's not nice. And you
plus, you
got to
turn.
I'm
saying. You got to turn. I mean, you got
to
turn.
Bro, you
got
to be
running.
You
got to
be light on your feet. Yeah.
You got to be.
I would have. I would rather play like real games than like Duck Duck Goose. Like kickball would be as like the lower on the totem pole, but otherwise it was just baseball, basketball, football. I wasn't into this dodgeball, duck, duck, goose, and all that stuff.
Dude, everybody played duck, duck, goose in elementary school. That was one of those, that and that stupid parachute with the red kickball in the middle tried to get through the hole.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That duck, duck, goose was one of those, you didn't go out, hey, let's all go to the playground and play duck, duck, goose. You played football or tag or whatever. But yeah, that was one of those. And did y'all ever play Shoe Stew? Do you know what that was?
No idea.
Nick?
No, never.
Man, Shoe Stew was where, this was weird, I don't know, but everybody, all the kids took their shoes off and you put them in a pile.
Why did I think this was going to be your answer?
And then you all went back to behind a line and everyone had to sit, what do they call it? I want to be politically correct. Crisscross applesauce.
Yes, cross-legged, yes.
Indian style. And then the teacher, our Miss Littleton, would blow a whistle and then everybody would jump up and run to this pile of shoes. You had to find both your shoes and then you had to get back to the behind the line with your shoes on and tied. And it was never cool because there was this one kid who wasn't altogether there. So he had Velcro shoes and he was a cheater.
Can I tell you what that sounds like? That sounds like young hungover teacher looking for a way to occupy time with her students and make sure their shoes are tied.
That. You beat me to it. I swear.
Yeah.
They're just trying to fill time in that at that point. Yeah. You playing Duck Duck Goose?
I never learned how to tie my shoes right until I was an adult, so I always had to do the bunny ears method. You're not winning Shoe Stew going bunny ears.
You never learned to tie your shoes until you were an adult?
No, the normal method. I would do the bunny ears where I would make the loop on one side and the loop on the other.
This is why
in Big Daddy when he taught the kid.
Such a big deal.
You know, it's like when they taught the kid in Big Daddy how to tie his shoes. They made the bunny ears.
So when you learned, you were what, 18?
Yes.
No, when I learned, I was like, you know, I don't know, whatever 24. Age you learn how to tie shoes, 6.
Okay.
But I learned using the rabbit ear method, and then as I got older, I taught myself the regular method, because you can't be 33 years old.
So the regular method, when did you learn how to do the
24.
I mean, it might have been a few weeks ago.
That's why, you know, when you don't win your shoelace races,
I bet
when you do win a camel race, it becomes a big deal.
I would say, yeah, you already did that one. No, it didn't affect me. I would say, Nick, to answer your question, I was probably 14.
That's not too bad, I guess. I can't make fun of you that much although I learned way before.
I mean, that's still
14.
Pretty damn embarrassing.
It
You're
is
14
pretty bad.
And you finally learn how to tie your shoes like a normal person and not use. You can't be 13 trying to fill up Kelly Brooks and you're making bunny ears with your shoelaces.
I'm that weirdo work. That, like, if one shoe is tied more tight than the other shoe, I have to like retie them. I'm that weirdo.
But if you're trying to fill up Kelly with bunny ears, that could be a hobby.
I don't even know what that means.
Like if she's wearing the bunny ears. Never mind. Barry, do you want to take a call on Monkey in the Middle or do you want to take another pickleball?
I really don't care. Either of them sound fascinating.
Kirk, Monkey in the Middle, what's up?
Monkey in the Middle is better known as Hot Box. It's where basically you're playing between two bases and you throw the ball back and forth to get the guy out without him getting on the base. So you
it's like a baseball rundown. We called that pickle. You're in a pickle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when he met Monkey in the Middle, that's what he was talking about.
Gotcha.
Very
Hot
good.
Box.
Thank you, Kirk.
There you go.
Appreciate that. All right.
We had Hot Box meant something else to us, but then, you know, we were into drugs.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go there. Okay, before the break, Jerome's been waiting a long time. Let's get this out of the way. An Ivan Drago question. Jerome, what's up?
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Hello.
Creed 2 is set to be released in November of this year, and it'll have Ivan Drago in it with his son. I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts about seeing Ivan Drago again on the big screen.
Nope.
I think it'd be good for this movie. I didn't see the first Creed, so I can't talk too much about it. But
I saw the first Creed.
Was
and
that
I,
Michael I, B. Jordan?
Correct.
Okay.
who starred in it.
I did see that they were actually, what's the kid's name from here? Sage Northcutt was actually in the running to land the role as Ivan Drago's son in Creed 2.
You guys talked about
I don't
about
know
that
whatever happened to that.
Well, because he's probably too damn nice, right? And he got to be, isn't Drago's son got to be mean or no?
No, you know, he can act maybe. I don't know. But it's one of those things where Ivan is one of those bad guys that, I mean, he's got the if he dies, he dies line and everybody remembers it. And so I think it would be cool, but I'm not like, if
the
I miss it.
The beauty of it is you don't have to find an actor. Because you don't, you know, you don't, you just learn the accent and you can spit out a few words here and there and you're going to be just fine as long as you're like in shape and ripped up.
Well, that's Sage Northcutt. You pretty much just described him
to
a T.
So there you have it. So we got that solved. So we're looking forward to it if it's Sage. I just feel bad that Jerome hung on that long just to ask that question.
Why?
Yeah, well, he's excited about the movie probably. I'm so behind on movies. I'm still just trying to catch up what's on Netflix, let alone what's in the theater. So
you're still
people
going
are
to Redbox, aren't you?
Say what?
Aren't you still going to Redbox?
No, I'm not. I've been Netflixing it.
What about your Blockbuster card? You give that up?
I would totally go to a Blockbuster if it still existed. I swear.
Okay.
I would totally go, or a Hollywood Video.
All right.
Wow.
I really would.
I'm gonna need that because, like I said, there I have 0.3 download speeds at this house I'm staying at, which, by the way, Pornhub completely off the table.
Yeah, you need
I'm
that.
Definitely, you need, I'm you definitely need some bandwidth coming home that, horny. There's no doubt I'm coming home horny on Sunday night because it is not happening.
Gary on Twitter said we played volleyball. We called it butts up. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, Twitter's going crazy.
With that being said, we got one segment to go in the big show. Then we'll turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're the usual suspects, and we'll be back right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm breaking my real bad. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel, and oh, Barry.
Yes.
Another can has been opened because we've moved on from pickleball. We've moved on from Monkey in the Middle, and we are now on...
We should just roll with this. We are Creed experts now.
We are now on more Rocky questions. Keith on a mobile wants to ask a Creed 2 question.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Good, I didn't really have a question, but the guy brought up a little... tidbit there, but I was just thinking one of the best characters they could develop for Creed, the new Creed, the box, is Osei Jackson Jr. I think Ice Cube's son in a boxing movie would be pretty fantastic as a bad guy.
Yeah, I didn't know
that's
that.
All, guys.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. Barry, you want to fill us in?
On?
Who did he suggest?
He's Ice Cube's son. Osei Jackson Jr.
Yeah, because Nick and I were looking
he
at each other.
Ice Cube
like,
in
got
the,
no
he played Ice Cube in Straight Outta
Compton.
Right.
Now I know, but I was like, at the time, just naming a name, I had no idea who he was talking about.
All right. I don't know whether to believe this or not, but this tweet came in. We used to play a game called Steal the Salami. All right.
Jeez.
This is starting off bad, but he says, I swear, it's two teams on opposing sides trying to grab an item from the center court and bring it back without getting tagged.
I've played that.
I bet you
did
have.
You call it Steal the Salami?
No, I forgot what it was called. I think it was called...
Hide the Salami?
No, they just put a napkin napkin in the middle or a handkerchief, and then they... Yeah, I remember playing that as a kid in Egypt, honestly. But I don't
in
really...
In Egypt?
Yeah, I do.
But you didn't call it Steal the Salami?
No, I don't remember that.
Did you ever win the game, Nick?
I absolutely did.
Then guess what you are?
What?
A champion. A world champion, because you won in Egypt. You, my friend, are a world champion.
Yeah, I left my belt. Over there.
Do you want me to tell you why he's not?
Oh, you got something for winning?
Hey, Nick, do you have any video proof Did thousands of fans, adoring fans,
well,
scream?
Well, GoPro wasn't invented
for you
back then.
When you won, well, then you know what? Didn't happen.
Last time I checked, those thousands of fans were cheering for anyone in the winner circle, and they let everyone in.
No, actually, you want to know what happened? This is really the truth. From the time I walked, from the time they put us on the camel to the starting gate, people were yelling, "Don't die. I hope you fall off." Yeah, and using my name. So it wasn't just random. They'd be like, "Laminac, I hope you die." I was like, "What?" Wow. I hope you fall off and get trampled by a camel, Barry. These were things being yelled at me.
Well, you got a lot of love.
On my way to the starting gate. Yeah. Real mature, guys. Real mature.
But wow. You still came out a champion, right?
That's right.
Hey,
Champions persevere. That's why.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but this one, we've talked about it in the past. When the Mercedes-Benz Dome opened up in Atlanta, the Falcons did all that pricing where they made the food more affordable and, you know, and didn't price gouge on the food. And everybody's like, oh, that, you know, that's great. But they also, no one thought that it would actually pay off. Steve Cannon, CEO of the AMB Group and the people that run the Mercedes-Benz Dome, not only said that prices were 50% lower this year in the new dome, but now with the totals in, fans spent 16% more overall than they did a year ago. So it's working. So maybe this will be a trend that takes off and we'll see more venues that, and I know it ain't going to happen at NRG because they just raised ticket prices again on the 4-12 team. But from a nationwide perspective, unlimited Coca-Colas were $2. Bottles of water, hot dogs, pretzels, popcorns, $3. Waffle fries, pizza slice, nachos with cheese, all of those were $3. And they made money and were 16% up on revenues. It's a pretty good sign if you are a consumer going to football games and sporting events in Atlanta, and maybe something that people should take a look at.
Yeah, but I wonder, was the 16%, if that was up, is that an overall number or were sales? Because even if it was 50% less, you got to sell 116% more,
They're
right?
saying revenues were 16% up from the year previously. So in the year previously, the prices were at regular price or their higher price points. And the new stadium also had 65% more points of sale and 1,264 more beer taps than the Georgia Dome. So if you didn't want all that food or you got your fill, you could still get your fill of regular price beer.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would not have thought that the revenues would be up that much, but good for them.
Do you guys remember Freeze Tag? Because Jason Holcomb asked about that.
Yeah,
I do.
And that's the one where you tag somebody, they were frozen. But then someone had to run under their legs to unfreeze them, right?
I don't remember the under the legs part.
I knew you had to unfreeze them, but I didn't remember the under the legs part either.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You had to run by them, crawl under their legs real fast, and then without getting tagged yourself, and then both of you ran off because you had unfrozen them. That's the freeze tag we played, which,
that was,
you know,
weird.
Depending,
it took too much effort. We just touched the shoulder.
Wait a minute. That was weird?
Yeah.
But you played hide the salami or whatever?
Hey, that was what
salami
they played
in
over
your
there.
Hands or whatever?
Hey, look, man, if I'm put into a situation and they want me to participate, I participate like a champion.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's what I did. Any sport, I participate. Doesn't matter. Win, lose.
Oh, Barry, I thought you were going to read that last text we just got.
No, I wasn't. You keep confusing me when you read them and you don't mark them as not read, because then I think I read them all. Well, we've covered this. You guys can't be reading them and not marking them, because then I get all
read the
backed
text
up.
In like it's too much.
I know,
it's
but
me.
We've covered this.
And then when I check in, he deletes everything. All right, before we go, Tyler
what?
Wants to get in here on lower.
Dude, I've been deleting the text forever now, ever since I talked to Fred about keeping the inbox clean. Don't take it personal.
Tyler
this
wants to get
play.
In here on lower concession
hey,
prices.
Barry,
Tyler,
do you mind if I talk? I'm kidding.
Wow, yeah, hang up on Tyler. That's it.
regarding
what's up,
the,
man?
The Falcons and their cheaper prices, I think that is just brilliant, and that's been a chief complaint of mine for a long time about going to games. I would say Rockets and Texans, but ticket price deters me from that. But with Astros in specific, since you know going to a game is a lot more affordable, There have been times where someone has asked me if I wanted to go, and I've said no, because I know if I go to a game, I want to have a hot dog, I want to have a few beers, but that means $45. Now, if you're talking about half price or whatever, I would gladly go spend $45 if I'm getting way more out of it. So I think that's just a great move, what they did, and I hope that that becomes a trend around the all major sports leagues. But I'll hang up. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Hey, yeah.
I like it, but I just didn't expect them to do it.
I didn't expect, like I said, that they'd be more profitable than a year previous when they had high prices.
Yeah, because in most cases, I feel like it's not worth it to drop the price. And the customers that you lose for raising prices is worth it sometimes, I feel like, because you mark the price high enough, you make up for a lot. That's why I always felt like no matter what, no matter how bad the team is, the concessions usually only increase, not decrease. But props to Atlanta. I mean, I didn't expect that.
What do you guys
think
about?
Dude, if you can make more money, then it doesn't matter how you do it. Get that money.
No doubt. What do you think about the Texans 4-12 raising ticket prices for their seat? I think that's awful.
I think that's business. I mean, they're going to do that no matter what.
Yeah, but
people aren't going to not buy the tickets. They may not come, but there's a waiting list for season
but
tickets.
Most teams across the NFL, and you can see that the precedent's been set this year. If they had a down year, they're not lowering, but they're keeping them the same at least until the product gets better.
Yeah, that would make sense, but you know, it's the Texans. They do what they want.
Well, you know what else makes sense? If it's all tourists, people, you got 2 hours. Get on the road. Catch Barry tonight on the Riverwalk. He's doing his comedy at the Improv. You can catch him down there because we know that San Antonio people don't get out till the weekends. And then Barry will kill it on Saturday and Sunday. Friday night too, maybe?
I hope so.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Good luck with the internet tonight.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Barry's in San Antonio. He'll be there for the rest of the week. Nick and I will be here for an FEF Friday tomorrow as we continue to roll on. So don't go anywhere. Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz, they'll take you home till 7, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.